Hello, and welcome to Shine On, Sista, where you learn how to shine your light in life, business, and beyond. Man, it's been a tough week for us heart-centered entrepreneurs, right? Really for anybody with a heart at all, you know, with all the news going on. It's just been a really tough time. I've definitely been struggling emotionally just with all the injustice happening. So I wanted to talk about what to do when you have to keep going anyway, when it feels like the world is going to hell in a handbasket and everything is crumbling around you. So I'm gonna give you four things you can do anytime you feel like you can't go another step further and you'd rather just stay in bed with the cover over your head. The first thing you wanna do is surround yourself in a community that gets you and understands you. So for example, right now you wanna surround yourself with people who are empathic, people who feel deeply and energetically when the world is really suffering and hurting. You feel it on a really deep level. Find the people who are on the same page as you, who get what you're going through right now, so that A, you won't feel so out there and alone, and B, so that you can speak the same language and really process what's going on for you. So getting yourself in community, whether it's in person or even virtually, find your peeps right now and really get yourself surrounded in a good heart-centered feeling community. This is not the time to try to go it alone. The second thing you wanna do is to take your time, take a time out. A lot of times, you know, the stress of the world, the demands of the world really make us feel like I'm having these feelings, but I gotta keep going, I gotta keep pressing. And while that there's truth to that, you still wanna be able to take a time out. So if you need a day in bed, take a day in bed. If you need to just veg out, do that. Do whatever you gotta do to recharge your batteries, get filled up again so that you can carry on. Versus ignoring how you feel, limping along in your everyday life because you never really took the time to just repair your heart to the place where you could continue on. So make it okay to take some time out, rejuvenate your spirit and heart so that you can then go out in the world and shine your light in the way that you're accustomed to. The third thing that you can do is capture your thoughts, capture your feelings. And what I mean by that is journal or write it down or voice record it or maybe record a video, something that really captures what you're going through right now. And this is for a couple of reasons. First of all, it's so cathartic to just get it out. It helps you process, it helps you purge it, it helps it just move through your system. And also there's a lot of wisdom that will rise to the top when you record it and listen back to it, whether you're listening back or whether you're reading it back, things will be revealed in just doing that. Also, a lot of impactful art that has moved our culture forward or that has been really profound has come out of really anguishing times, right? So you never know that anything you write down or record may end up being the world's next piece of art or masterpiece. The fourth thing you wanna do is to choose love over judgment. And this one's really important. First of all, you don't wanna judge yourself, right? You're feeling deeply, having a lot of thoughts, a lot of emotions. A lot of times we say and do things that we don't even mean when the emotions are heightened. So instead of getting upset with yourself or judging yourself, just coming from a place of compassion, right? That is where you'll find the path to love every time. And also when it comes to other people, when we can choose love over judgment of other people, then again, we're able to have compassion for their position, even if we don't agree with it. So instead of having an us versus them mentality, we can really come from a place of compassion, of connectedness, and oneness, and again, that helps us find the path to love, and in the end, that's gonna make you feel better, relieve stress, and help you move throughout your day, even when it feels like the world is crumbling around you. So I really hope that you will implement these things and incorporate these ideas into your life. It's really, really important as a change agent, as a heart-centered entrepreneur, as someone who cares about the world and someone who is changing the world. You gotta have your tools in your bag of tricks so that you can keep being about positive change even when things are falling apart around you. Just keep in mind, you're not alone, and I'm sending you a big virtual hug. Now stay encouraged. Choose love over judgment and shine on, sister.